Jesus and his companions gather tonight in front of the ancient backdrop of the great Passover, the moment their people knew deliverance from death, when they were set free from slavery in Egypt. Their great story of their covenant with God begins tonight, God living among his people. Jesús y sus compañeros se reúnen esta noche frente de la gran Pascua. En el momento en que su pueblo conoció la liberación de la muerte, cuando fueron liberados de la esclavitud en Egipto, comienza su gran historia de su pacto con Dios, Dios viviendo entre su pueblo. Passover for the Jewish people is victory over death and evil. Pharaoh was killing all the male children so that the genetic makeup of an entire nation would be changed forever. Consider the similar instances in the modern crimes of slavery and the multi-generational trauma that it brings about, and the history that we are now learning about the abuse and elimination of indigenous peoples in our continent, like the Hebrews, because they were considered inferior. Jesus gathers tonight with his apostles. Jesus gathers tonight with us to observe this most holy feast of our people. It is our deliverance from the slavery of sin and evil, as well as our deliverance from death itself, as the judgment of God passes over our homes, marked with the sign of the blood of the Lamb. Jesús se reúne esta noche con sus apóstoles, con nosotros también, para observar esta santísima fiesta de nuestro pueblo. Es nuestra liberación de la esclavitud, del pecado y del mal, así como nuestra liberación de la muerte misma, mientras el juicio de Dios pasa sobre nuestros hogares marcados con señal de la sangre del Cordero. Jesus, a devout Jew, assembles his friends for the Passover Seder with one surprising change. There is no lamb prepared in advance, according to the ancient law. Jesus didn't forget. He was a devout rabbi who knew the proper procedure. In place of the lamb, it is his body he instructs his apostles to take and to eat. It is his blood of a new and eternal covenant on their lips, which delivers them from death. In this great sacred triduum, the Last Supper takes place first tonight, so that the sacrifice of tomorrow will be understood as the fulfillment of the Passover meal that has gone before. Jesús, un judío devoto, reúne a sus amigos para el Seder de Pascua con un cambio sorprendente. No hay cordero preparado de antemano según la ley antigua. No lo olvidó, era un rabino devoto que conocía el procedimiento correcto. En lugar de un cordero, es su cuerpo lo que él instruye a sus apóstoles a tomar y comer. Es tu sangre de alianza, es su sangre de alianza nueva y eterna en sus labios que los libra de la muerte. En este gran triduo sagrado, la última cena tiene lugar primero, esta noche, por lo que el sacrificio de mañana se entenderá como el cumplimiento de la cena pascual que ha precedido. Use your imagination a moment to enter into the scene with active remembrance. Jesus uses this phrase, "Do this in remembrance of me," the word anamnesis in Greek. Jesus instructs us by the power of our soul to remember, not just in the sense of recalling something that happened in the past, but to populate the present moment with personal experiences that endure beyond the limits of time. Personal realities brought out of the past into now. Memory is a power of the soul along with the free will and the intellect. It is unique to human beings. The power of memory allows us to be present to Jesus in his eternal moment as he is present to us in our moment in time. We open a window with our memory to the eternal moment of Jesus, and we recline with him at table. He hands the bread and the cup to you Usa tu imaginación para entrar en escena con un recuerdo activo. Hagan esto en conmemoración mía. Jesús nos instruye, por el poder de nuestra alma, a recordar no solo en el sentido de recordar algo que sucedió en el pasado, sino a poblar el momento presente con experiencias personales que perduran más allá de los límites de tiempo. Este poder nos permite estar tan presentes para Jesús en su momento eterno como Él lo está para nosotros en nuestro momento en el tiempo. Abrimos una ventana al momento eterno de Jesús y nos sentamos con Él a la mesa. Él te entrega el pan y la copa. As we sit at the table with Jesus, what emotions do we feel? Cuando nos sentamos a la mesa con Jesús, ¿qué emociones sentimos? Gratitude, fullness, the blessing of food when so many are hungry and without companions. Gratitud, plenitud. Glory to God for the goodness and mercy He has shown us. Anticipation here with Christ, with the knowledge that something is about to change forever. There are many outside who wish to kill Jesus. There is the statement that one of us is to betray him. Is it I, Lord? Perhaps we might feel risk for our participation in this banquet. Anticipación aquí con Cristo, con la certeza de que algo está por cambiar para siempre. Hay muchos afuera que quieren matarlo. Está la afirmación de que uno de nosotros lo va a traicionar. ¿Soy yo, Señor? Quizás podamos sentir un riesgo por nuestra participación en este banquete. What is it that we hear? Jesus as the servant, washing your feet, saying, as I have done, so you must also do. Do this in remembrance of me. Take and eat. Este pacto nuevo y eterno no es un reemplazo de la primera Pascua. Es una plenitud, una resolución final de la primera Pascua que ha esperado durante 1200 años. Es nuestra identidad, ambas originalmente con Moisés, ahora completas en Jesús. Él es nuestra Pascua y nosotros somos el pueblo. Él nos libra del desierto a la tierra prometida. This new and eternal covenant is not a replacement for the first Passover. It is a fullness, a final resolution that the first Passover has awaited 1,200 years. It is our identity, both originally with Moses, now complete in Jesus. He is our Passover, and we are his people he delivers from the desert to the land of promise. Jesus has given the remedy for the sin and suffering of the desert, manna for the world that we live our lives in. The Eucharist is the remedy, and the fraternal charity that flows from the altar is a river refreshing the wasteland. In him, we absorb all that needs reordering, healing, restoring. In this Eucharist, we become that remedy. Jesús nos ha dado el remedio para el pecado y el sufrimiento del desierto, el maná para el mundo en el que vivimos. La Eucaristía es el remedio y la caridad fraterna que brota del altar como un río que refresca el páramo. En él absorbemos todo lo que necesita ser reordenado, sanado, restaurado. En esta Eucaristía nos convertimos en ese remedio. Mañana por la noche seremos testigos del sacrificio del Cordero de Dios que quita el pecado del mundo. Esta noche nos detenemos en esta verdad. Bienaventurados los que son llamados a la cena del Cordero. Tomorrow night we will witness the sacrifice of the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. Tonight we dwell on this truth. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Now let us witness the humility and charity of Christ. I would ask all those who are to have their foot washed this evening to please come forward.